From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Tim McGuire reports the Associated Press has obtained 15 of former FBI Director James Comey's memos on the Trump White House that were handed over to Congress on Thursday.
The memos had already been seen by Special Counsel Robert Mueller and select members of Congress before the Justice Department released them to Congress on Thursday. Comey previously said he began keeping the memos early on in the Trump administration because of the tone of his meetings with the president and other administration figures. Comey wrote that during a private White House dinner in January of last year, Trump asked him for his loyalty while also expressing concern about then-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's judgment. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Students in New York City and around the United States streamed out of their schools in the latest round of gun control activism following the February shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida.
They put money, power, and greed over human lives, our lives. But it's time to stand here together because we know the truth. It's time to call BS!
The protests on Friday were chosen to line up with the 19th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting, which left 13 people dead in Littleton, Colorado. France's foreign minister says Russia is obstructing the access of international chemical weapons inspectors to the site of a suspected poison gas attack in the Syrian town of Douma. Experts from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons arrived in Damascus last weekend to examine the site of the suspected attack in nearby Douma, which killed dozens of people and led to U.S.-led missile strikes. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says